I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Between the Vietnam War and four brutal years under communist rule resulting in the deaths of 1.5 million people, Cambodia bears deep scars. Bibles for the World distributes scripture and supports the church in Cambodia. President John Podaiti says they're launching a new project later this year to encourage a gospel movement.
One of the key events is going to be that Franklin Graham is going to be holding a festival there, Love Phnom Penh Festival, and we're looking at coming alongside that festival and helping provide scriptures for those who make decisions for Christ at the evening programs, and also for doing scripture distribution in and around that program.
Pray for Cambodians to find healing and joy in God's Word. In other news, more than half of all colleges in the United States have no ministry presence. Earlier this week, dozens of Christian leaders got together to change that. York Moore of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship says they teamed up with Ravi Zacharias International Ministries to host the Every Campus Leader Summit on Thursday.
So this particular summit is our opportunity to allow churches, church networks, denominations to come into the Every Campus story, to find a place for them to join us in prayer walking the campuses of this country, which is the primary goal in 2019, and then join us as we catalyze new gospel movements across this country.
Over 1,000 prayer walks have been recorded in the past few months alone. InterVarsity hopes to cover more than 3,000 additional campuses before the year ends. Would you consider joining them?
This one year is a year of consecration, of fasting, and prayer. But we believe that we are in the early days of a new move of God.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, for listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here, on our social media network, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.